Blog Talk Radio.
This is a fun man.
I'm giving these guys $15,000 a seat to spend on any one watch or multiple watches here on 47th Street. I hope they brought their bulletproof underwear, and good luck.
Can we shake on five?
1,800 bucks.
Can we look on
press with
this one? Can we get it better?
How much do you want for this one?
Yes, but this is 45.
So, y'all shake, hey, perfect.
Yeah.
Watches, diamonds, protect police. I don't give a fuck about any of that.
Hey guys, don't forget, like, comment, share, subscribe, do all those wonderful things that help our channel grow, and let's get back to the video. Guys, first of all, tomorrow morning, I need you to be here at 8:30. I'm going to take you guys with me to New York. We're going to walk into a shop. I'm going to give you guys each $15,000. Your job is going to be to spend either $15,000 or less on one watch or multiple watches, however you see fit, and the challenge is for you to be able to buy them right. You're then going to bring back those picks back to the office. And guess who you're going to have to answer to once you actually buy something? 15 grand apiece, boys. Best of luck.
You answered that if we're going to 47th Street. I'm excited to be back home. I know how things work on that street, so I think I got this in the bag. Let's do it.
We're here at my very good friend Ariel's Midtown Watch, the guy I do a lot of business with probably for the last 15 years. You get $15,000 each to buy one or multiple watches, and the judgment is going to be how well you did in terms of how well you bought it, what type of margin the watch carries, and of course later on you're going to have to sell those watches.
David, 15 minutes, go.
Let's see this one right here. It's overseas,
yeah.
How much is that? How much do you want for that $15,000 watch?
Yeah.
Rule number one. If you're not 100% confident, don't say, how much is that $15,000 watch? Because you never know. He may have been willing to sell it to you for $14,000. So, not off to a good start, David.
It has boxing tape. What a shoulder length.
Okay. A little shoulder length?
Yeah. 58.
I mean,
15.8.
I'll work with you. Can I do a chronograph also, please?
52.
5200. All right. 5200. Let me see that Bulgari. The great one.
You can show them.
The gray one, please?
I think those Bulgaris.
Yeah.
Those are new old stock.
New old stock, yeah?
Yeah. Box paper, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
1,800 bucks.
And the 3458. 1,800?
The white gold bezel.
Okay, yeah. See some Daytona. Let's see if you can work with these.
Oh, Daytona, yeah. $15,000. Can we help him out? The front's better or not? Or
is you should deal with it the same way you would deal with me. It's up to him to decide.
Challenge, okay.
I'm torn right between, because I have a strategy. Either I'll do multiple small watches, right, where it might take a little longer to sell, right? But, you know, this is a really good deal for the 36. The chrono, I think there's some value in there as well because, you know, it's quite a complicated watch for a Cartier, for an entry-level Cartier. All right, can we work on press of this one?
It's here.
You know, you said 15.8. Can we maybe go down to, like, 13? That's why I'm able to get a... what would you be willing to go for?
I'll help you out. So it's only something, okay, it's 14.5.
We do this and this. 14.5?
15.
15.
You wouldn't get it then.
Yeah? Right, let's do it. Okay, I locked in that 36 millimeter Datejust and a GMT Master 2 two-tone box of papers for the finger. I had two strategies. Either I got a lot for quantity, but Ariel, he gave me a deal I couldn't refuse. A really, really clean 16713 with box and papers from Japan. And the Japanese, you know, they really have great respect for watches and the craftsmen. So generally, pre-owned watches from Japan come in impeccable condition.
Kevin, your next 15 minutes go.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
How you doing? Good. Kevin. So coming into this next competition, I wanted to be a little strategic. I went home, I did some quick studying, and I was trying to learn as much as I can before this big competition.
What do you got? Reference number 16233. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I got some.
Take your voice.
Oh, my God. This guy's legit. This guy's unbelievable. What are you charging for this?
Okay, you want a good condition down here.
We need papers, at least
Japanese papers.
Okay, there you go.
All right, this one is in nicest condition.
All right.
It's an original diamond dial.
Yeah,
has extra link here, has papers. So.
All right.
5,300.
53. Can we shake on five?
You want to shake already?
Shake on five. And it's tight.
That's tight.
Keep that as a maybe. Let's bring that over there.
You can't do that, Kevin. You can't say, okay, let's shake on five, and then this is up in a maybe. Not a good look.
16234. Philly loves this, man. Philly loves this.
I know. You're doing the right
thing. Philly loves.
I like that with a diamond dial.
Absolutely.
That's not a luxury, but our condition, so live this alone.
Okay.
Well, you got to dig. You got to look.
No, yeah. I am. I have a light on here. I already did some.
Yeah. This one's just.
Okay.
What would that be?
That's a Titan. This is 42 miles. Key says it's impossible. You know, we're out here, man. Philly's in New York right now. Philly's in New York right now. Since they keep saying I got the least experience here, I got to move to my advantage, which is, you know, my
experience. So you got
this.
So what are we looking at?
Above your budget, though.
No, that's fine.
This is 8,000.
I'd rather take the papers, probably.
All right, this is for the
what? What are we looking at?
7,500. Papers box, A0 model.
I like that stronger option.
Now you're 45, we'll talk about it. 42.
No, 725 on this.
7,500.
7,250. Listen, I might have to get it loud, man. All right, so where are we at total-wise? You said 52. I appreciate you writing it down, because I'm not, unfortunately, I went to Frankfurt High, I can't do that off my head.
16.9.
So help us out here.
You can't get the 16.
No, I know. I need this, because these do well.
That's nice. You need that.
We need that. That's papers. This, you're giving me papers with and a box, correct?
And a box.
Okay. This comes with nothing. All right, so we don't want this.
This is a SAP of 100.
How about with this one? This will give me a budget?
Yeah, I think so.
16, so how much are we over time?
$1,000.
$1,000 over? Yeah, tutor we could deal with.
That may be a good tip because it's $6,000 a week.
Can we get that in there?
Yeah.
We can make that happen?
Yeah. $6,000 a week, we're getting that for $2,500
for almost my calls. Satisfied with these three? All right, let's get it.
All right.
Appreciate you. Coming. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, man. Got this for $5,200. They just clean. I had to go with this one right here, the Explorer 2. I love this boss, by the way. Don't rip me apart in the comments. I had to go tutor, but I got it at a very good price considering what,
The retailers,
yeah.
So about the budget, I almost wish that you would have stuck the ones that you know and didn't take a throw in just to get up.
He says, why don't I get some? Thank you.
Thank you. So now we're searching for the magic frequency. And we start with 100 hertz. And we look through the microscope to see if anything's happening. We watch for 5 minutes. Nothing happens. We try hundreds and hundreds of frequencies, if not thousands, until we find the magic combination. Because we believe there just had to be a better way. There had to be a better way. And we think we may have found it.
This controversial $49 sleep mask is now available in the U.S. It uses some of the most advanced sound healing technology in the world. This technology allows you to listen to sounds at a frequency that creates healing vibrations around the body in a meditative state. These healing sounds eliminate inflammation, reduces stress, promotes calm focus, and speeds up the metabolism. What's interesting about this sleep mask is that, until a few weeks ago, it was unavailable to the public because only one company had the patent for the technology. They were only selling it to millionaires, who could afford their expensive price of $500 per sleep mask. But on March 5th, 2022, a Berkeley professor rediscovered the patent.
So we searched the U.S. patent database. We find this invention by a physician, Dr. James Baer of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's called a resonant frequency therapy device, and its purpose is to induce a resonant vibration in a living organism or cell.
Professor John Patterson, a renowned Berkeley physicist, entered the marketplace and quietly started manufacturing these super powerful sleep masks. And he's producing them at a price that's actually affordable for everyday Americans. He called it the Shore Sleep.
So now we're searching for the magic frequency. And we start with 100 hertz, and we look through the microscope to see if anything's happening. We watch for 5 minutes. Nothing happens. So we try 101 hertz. We look through the scope for 5 minutes. Nothing happens. So we try 102, 103, and so on. Over the course of 15 months, we try hundreds and hundreds of frequencies, if not thousands, until we find the magic combination. The answer is you have to have two input frequencies, one low, one high, and the higher frequency must be 11 times the lower. It's what we musicians would call the 11th harmonic. When we add the 11th harmonic, we begin to shatter microorganisms like a crystal glass. These are the first videos taken. We showed these videos to our friends in the biology department. We said they haven't seen anything quite like it. Seems to be a new.
Professor Patterson rigorously engineered the Shore Sleep Mask to operate on the 11th harmonic, emitting sounds at a special frequency shown to dissolve stress and inflammation. We've gotten tons of messages from people who use it to listen to the mysterious healing sounds of Nikola Tesla's universal harmonic. Tom from Michigan used the mask to listen to the sounds of Tesla's code on the 11th harmonic, and he had epic dreams. The best part about the whole experience was that he could control his dreams. He felt like he was releasing tension and inflammation from every cell in his body, clearing away the negative energy in his heart and his mind. This was especially amazing when he woke up, and for the first time in years, felt his mind crystal clear and his chest light and free of worry. Whether you're excited about the mysteries of deep sound healing, or you want to embark on the epic journey of lucid dreaming, the possibilities with the Shore Sleep Mask are endless. Professor Patterson is not looking to make any profit, because he wants as many people as possible to benefit from this new technology. So he's asking for only $49 to cover the cost. Last time he checked, they only have 147 masks left, and they're going fast. And when they sell out, they won't be available until November 2022. So, if you want to get this powerful sleep mask for a tiny fraction of the real price, click the button below right now and secure your own Shore Sleep Mask today. God bless.
The girl is down on night. We are all sick of COVID-19, but it was the third leading cause of deaths in the U.S., and it's still making people really sick. The COVID-19 updated boosters are here. They help protect against multiple variants, all in one shot. Make it yours. Get boosted this fall.
In this passage, yellow symbolizes hope.
What? Because there's an unreliable narrative.
They belong together like so many.
Yeah, I would say.
Come down. Yeah. Thank you.
It's not Jerry. Sorry.
Oh. Thanks, Charlie. Yes, Charlie. Come on, come on. Coming about strong, It's been around for a while. I just haven't played before. New York.
Thank you.
Democrat.